AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. A Baltimore judge has agreed to split the trials of the six police officers accused in the custody death of Freddie Gray. AP's David Dishno reports the ruling means there will be no joint trial previously scheduled for the middle of next month.
There was a trial scheduled to begin October 13th for all six officers, but that will doubtless be postponed.
Gray's death touched off protests and rioting in Baltimore, leading to the mayor to order a curfew and the drawing of National Guard troops as well as state police to the city. An intense manhunt in the village of Fox Lake, Illinois, has been broadened as police search for three suspects in the shooting death of Police Lieutenant Charles Joe Glinowitz. Chief George Filenko heads the Lake County Major Crimes Task Force.
I'm not going to set a time limit on this. I have a murdered colleague, police officer, and we're not going to stop.
Glinowitz was shot and killed shortly after he radioed in yesterday morning. He was pursuing three suspicious men. 34 senators now support the Iran nuclear deal, enough votes to uphold a promised presidential veto should Congress pass a resolution against the agreement. Secretary of State John Kerry, in a speech in Philadelphia, argues that the restrictions on Iran's nuclear program are good for the Middle East.
The agreed plan will make the United States, Israel, the Gulf states, and the world safer.
In an unusual occurrence, Kerry's speech was carried live in Iran. Stocks closed broadly higher as the markets bounced back from yesterday's plunge. The Dow climbed 293 points after falling almost 470 points yesterday. The S&P 500 was up 35 and the Nasdaq gained 113 points. This is AP Radio News. A private survey shows the job market remains strong.
The ADP survey found 190,000 private sector jobs were added last month. That is better than July, but less than the 231,000 that were gained in June. Moody's Analytics chief economist Mark Zandi says it's a good report in light of the stock market's huge swings.
No indication that the turmoil, the volatility, the decline in equity prices is having a material impact.
The Labor Department releases its August jobs report on Friday. The expectation is 220,000 jobs were added and the jobless rate dipped to 5.2%. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
A Disney star of the 1960s, Dean Jones, has died of Parkinson's disease at the age of 84. Jones' boyish good looks and aw-shucks all-American manner made him Disney's favorite young actor for such films as That Darn Cat and The Love Bug. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy hitting back and forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch the chase for the cup on ESPN and TNT starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.